smoke grenade.
Just it took me a second.
Email me.
Yeah, if anybody finds my pants.
I'm a mess over here. I only wear two rings, and Mikey gave me that one, and it's destroyed.
Now, that has a lot of sentimental value for both of us. I gave that to him in a rough time in his life.
Dude, and I literally, the only time I would take that ring off is when I would box, because I had to take it off, and that is it. I wore that, and the ring, the other ring I have is the one my dad gave me.
I'll get you another one, bro, if we don't turn out.
I'm going to, once we get a second or something, I'm going to go around these hallways. And,
what are you gonna do?
I'm so messed up because I never lost that ring before. I never lost one of these rings, and it's breaking my heart.
It's gonna be tough because there's a lot of people out there.
Yeah,
but some of my.
It's nighttime.
That's okay. Somebody's.
If a P1 finds it out there, call. Or if you're a P1 and you happen to find it today, call or whatever.
Just write me an email. I appreciate it.
Did you watch the video I sent you?
No.
That got video of the Bonaducci thing.
I haven't seen. I don't have anything from you yet, Eddie.
I am.
You sent it to.
I sent you the link.
You sent it to Kiosk?
Yeah. Here's
the link.
Okay, y'all.
You get it?
Yeah.
You might want to play the video, the audio too.
Is it cussing?
I don't know, but it's the audio of the actual telecast. So I don't think so, but
hang on.
We may have to preview it. It's pretty crazy.
Brad from sales used to be his boss and says he thinks that it's all a big setup. And
I don't think so.
No. Well, he said it may have started as a setup.
It looked like Bonaducci was trying to steal somebody's thunder.
Okay.
Here he's up on stage with him. They're talking.
They're booing because they hate you.
That's a good thing, right?
Uh-oh! Daddy!
What's he doing?
Oh. So Johnny Fairplay jumps on Danny Bonaducci from the front, like a koala hugging onto you, and Bonaducci just picks him up and throws him behind.
Now, not even looking.
Yeah, dang. Now looking at it, I gotta say, looking at it, I think Bonaducci thought that would be funny.
Yeah.
And I believe Bonaducci, he didn't realize he was that light.
Right.
Oh, man.
And I have to say that Johnny Fairplay... I'm just being honest. It's the thing. Like, Johnny Fairplay, you think he had a couple cocktails?
Probably.
And the only reason I say that is it was kind of like, you know, like...
Yeah, like he didn't even put his hands out.
Yeah, like a lucid person, if they had been thrown over somebody's back, would have, like, put their arms out to catch themselves.
For sure.
And this seemed like somebody... Maybe that had a couple of cocktails.
Yes, it looks that way.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang. I mean, it's a face plant.
Wow.
Oh, wow, man. That must have hurt so bad.
We got a bleeder!
Ooh, his teeth got knocked out.
Yeah.
What do we know, like, was it his two front teeth? Do we know, like, what the deal was?
I mean, one would assume, you know, when you face plant like that, that it's the front teeth that take the trauma. But no, they haven't specifically said.
That's news to me.
I'll tell you what, man.
The two teeth, though.
Set up or not, you gotta feel for that poor bro. Because that's gotta hurt, dude. Yeah. Can you imagine how bad that's gotta hurt?
Oh!
And you hear it, like, make this sick sound.
Right.
And I'll say this, like, maybe he was lighter than he expected. I gotta give props, man. Like, apparently dude's a little yoked. I mean, he just, like he was nothing.
Sean's right. He admitted to using steroids. So, I mean, the guy's strong. Yeah.
And he has an addictive personality, so in the series that I saw with him, he was actually at one point, and maybe still is, addicted to lifting weights, exercising. He'll do it for hours and hours on end.
Really?
Yeah.
I wish I was addicted to working out.
I'm kidding.
I wish I was addicted to broccoli. I wish I was addicted to broccoli and, like, spinach.
I wish I was addicted to my index finger.
Yeah, Sean. Hmm.
Well, you know what I mean? How come In-N-Out has to taste so good?
Oh.
And Brussels sprouts don't taste all that great.
That's weird.
Hmm. Sometimes I wonder why God designed it that way. I mean, because something's got to taste good and something's got to taste bad, right?
Yeah, but what about those people with the metabolism that's just crazy fast? Like my brother Gabe, he came home the other day with a half dozen or a dozen Krusty, what's it called?
Krispy Kreme.
Krusty Kreme. I don't even know.
Krusty Kreme? Where's he eating, bro?
Krusty Kreme.
Ah, come on.
Eddie, Brendan.
Oh, yeah.
And he ate the whole thing of donuts. That guy's
sick. Dude, Eddie's friend, Brendan. That guy, first of all, he's tall, too. He's tall. He's handsome.
Oh, well.
Oh. Hey,
I mean, he's got a great butt.
Get it.
Great butt. Did you see this guy?
Yes.
Brendan, didn't he once eat two double cheeseburgers?
No. They used to have the Colossus burger.
Oh, yeah,
I believe at Carl's Jr.
Uh-huh.
And
what was that?
It was the biggest hamburger you've ever seen in your life. Like it was the, yeah, like, you know, it kind of reminded me of, like, the ultimate cheeseburger from Jack in the Box. You know how big that thing is? He ate two of those in one sitting, and I was like, dude, what are you doing? And he goes, well, I didn't have fries. Oh, okay, well, then you know what? You're not gluttony. But, yeah, he's skinny as a pole.
Ah, man.
What are you?
That's so awesome.
What are you talking about?
I know.
Dude, I can't even.
How much do you weigh? 150 pounds?
Rob, if you eat stuff, will you gain weight real easy?
Oh, yeah. Wicked easy.
Because he doesn't eat. That's his deal.
That's
he's
true.
Saying that if he does, he'll gain weight.
If I eat, my diet's so messed up because, like, I got to eat just strictly protein and I got to eat it in certain.
Well, no, you don't, bro.
I
you
swear
don't
not.
Have. Robert.
What? Okay.
You
here we
do,
go.
Rob,
this is where Mike tells me how I live my life.
I'm not going to tell you how you live your life. I'm going to tell you what you're wrong about because I know that you're a human being. You don't have to just eat protein. You do just eat protein.
No, I know my body, though, dude.
Wow.
If you exercise and eat properly, just like any human being, you'll be fine.
That's not true. Everyone's different, dude.
I understand.
Everyone's different.
Everybody's got different metabolism.
I can take in a little bit of other stuff, but I strictly have to stay to a lot of protein. Just chicken, just eggs, just meat.
Jay Moore just walked into your studio. I don't know what he's doing here.
Celebrity.
There's
Fellow
a celebrity
joke.
Here. It's Jay Moore. We've only done this once in the show. I would like to reach into the topic jar.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
By the way, you guys, in 50 minutes, we start the first movie.
Yeah! 5-0. Awesome!
In 50 minutes. Call us if you're in the parking lot. I want to know what people are up to. But just call us. Mikey Show, hello. What, Rob?
My brother said there's a guy out there in a panda suit.
That's fantastic.
You want me to go out there with a phone?
Yes.
I'll call you guys from out there.
Okay. Mikey Show, hello. Yeah, you're on the air, bro.
Do you need someone that speaks panda?
Sean's just no expression on Sean's face at all. Like,
you know
he's so over it.
Truce. I'm over it, too.
You want to call a truce? Yeah. So no more of the panda jokes,
no
right?
No more. Let's
Rob?
Go to ham jokes.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm into that.
Mikey Show, hello.
He's back.
Dude, do you hear that?
What is that?
Is somebody
screaming.
Knocking?
Screaming.
Like there are people banging.
No, I mean, I...
Mikey Show, hello.
What was that?
From outside?
Well, it's people hanging out. People are having a good time.
Like a lot of people, sounds like. Do
where
you hear
they?
That screaming?
Yeah, where are they? Open up the windows. Let's
what
see.
What the hell?
Let's see who's out there, Sky.
Dude, it's like going through sound.
Oh, oh my gosh.
Gosh. There's a friggin' panda right there.
We gotta get pictures.
Oh my gosh. That's like four people.
Can Sean come out and play? Can Sean come out and play?
Is that what the sign says?
I think it's probably promotions. Yeah. We gotta get Jay.
Yeah.
Hang on.
That's so rad. Wow.
That is incredible.
Inappropriate. Naughty panda.
Dude. Oh my gosh.
That's Sean, so is that an actual fur?
That's something you would see like in a costume shop.
Dude.
That's not a very good furry.
He's got a sign.
There's a guy at the. I mean, first of all,
look at him. Will you explain what's going on?
Wait. Let me look. Wait.
The panda's pretending to be intimate with an invisible person.
Go.
Oh gosh. Oh. Why is he covering his bum when he walks away?
That is tremendous.
Oh.
That's tremendous.
This is not tremendous.
There is a whole ton of P1s out there. One dude's wearing a panda costume. He's got a sign. What's the sign say, Ash?
It says...
Once I said, can Sean come out and play?
I am a lost furry. And then, can Sean come out and play?
If he got on his knees, he'd look like Ashley's routine earlier.
You've been saving that one all day, buddy. Only one chance on the radio to come and blast me again.
Eddie.
Is that your shtick?
Eddie.
On the air, you blast
Hang
me?
On, Ash.
Shtick?
Hang on. Wait, yeah, Eddie's on the phone. You guys, stop it. Eddie.
Oh, my God.
Where are you?
I went to the front, and then I'm walking around the back, and I'm looking at the panda.
Dude. How incredible is the panda out there?
Holy moly, dude.
It's
this
unreal.
This is crazy out here. This is like Woodstock, dude.
It's awesome.
You gotta come out here. I'm not exaggerating, probably 100 cars out here.
Shut up.
Can we get a wireless mic?
We should get a wireless mic.
That way we can go right through
the
window.
Maybe my phone. My phone will probably do good service. Hang on a minute.
Oh, yeah, Jay.
Holy cow.
Let's see.
This is insane.
It's like Woodstock.
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, everybody.
Yay!
What's up? Where's the panda? Panda!
That's not gonna work because he's on the hotline.
Right.
Wait a minute.
Where's Sean? Has Sean got a chubby? What's going on?
Sean didn't appreciate that,
Eddie.
Though.
Eddie.
That's so fantastic.
This is crazy, dude.
Oh.
Who?
Oh,
there's kids out there.
What is going on?
Well, what's wrong with that, Sean?
I want to go out there, but...
I'm so confused right now.
Well, but Sean, you said the kids can be free.
There is so many people out in the parking lot tailgating. We're at 9660 Granite Ridge Drive, and Eddie's right, man. It's like Woodstock for the 28-hour show.
That panda out there is like the hit.
Dude.
No joke, a helicopter just flew by. Sky, what's going on?
Sky?
Eddie...
Oh, you're so funny.
I'm not kidding. Did a helicopter just not fly by?
So you assumed I was in it?
What? Well, I don't know where you are.
I'm sitting right here. You can see me. I'm
Eddie.
In the window. Helicopter ride in the
Honky.
Kong 2.
Okay.
This is ridiculous.
Stupid.
I'm taking pictures with the panda, just so you know.
Nice. Send me a copy.
Yes.
That is fantastic.
Like,
you know what's amazing? We're having this conversation, and Sean is just sitting there expressionless.
Yeah.
He's pissed.
There is a helicopter going around. Ramsey!
I wonder what the helicopter is.
I don't know.
I think
he's getting
Ramsey.
This is crazy,
It's
dude.
Probably
you
a P1 in the helicopter.
Yeah.
I want to, bro, but
Mike,
Eddie...
They're calling for you, dude. I don't know how
we can.
Just walk out there and then hold the phone. Take the phone from Eddie when you get out there.
I know, but so you guys want to cover?
Yeah, we can talk to Eddie.
All right.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Eddie.
Dude,
is the panda
honestly,
soft?
Like, I'm kind of, like, freaking out a little bit right now.
Why?
Like, because you don't realize the mass of people that are out here.
Yeah,
like,
there's...
I, It's there's more than 100 people out here.
It's really? Overwhelming.
Yeah, there's a lot of people out there. I'm looking out there right now.
There's probably 100 people down here on this side.
Yeah.
The, you know, on the down level. Yeah. And then there's more people up top.
Oh, look.
Oh, wow.
They're all up top, too.
All against the fence. Guys have jobs?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's going on?
Oh,
like,
my
God. I mean,
gosh.
Hall of Famers like Ryan's out here. Oh. T-Rex.
Wow.
All out here. It's crazy. Turtle finally arrived after 15 hours
Turtle?
Late.
Turtle? Where has
Mike
she
should
been?
Be there in 1 second.
Oh. Mikey got out here. Hang on. Here he is.
All right.
God. Holy shit. Oh my God, there's a lot of people out here right now.
What's going on, Mikey?
Holy cow! There's more people up there? Oh my gosh. Like, I cannot believe how many people are out here right now. They came from Fallbrook? This guy came from Fallbrook. Yell out where you guys came from. Holy.
What the F?
This is crazy.
Dude.
I didn't know anyone was out.
Me had no idea.
Yeah. I didn't think there was a single person out there.
Did it just cut out?
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, did he just drop?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, there he is.
There
See,
he is.
He works every time.
He back?
Yeah, he's back.
All right. Wait. Ashley, what'd you say?
I was saying C works every time. We thought we lost you.
Wait. You have to say, bro. You're not enough. That's awesome. What did you say? Say that again?
Nothing. We thought we dropped you. That's all.
I'm still here.
Okay, hi.
This panda is straight up a hit out here.
A hit.
Oh, he's got. I am a lost furry.
Okay.
And the other side of the sign, you guys already saw, it says, "Can Sean come out and play?" Eddie's taking pictures with the furry and doing inappropriate things with the furry. And there is a lot of people.
Nuts.
Eddie? Was there more people in the front? Was there other people in the front still? There's people up top. There's people in the front.
They're everywhere.
Everybody should consolidate. Like, they should consolidate areas or whatever. Because everybody's all over. Everybody, should they come back here?
Yeah.
Hey, listen. Up top. Okay, listen. At 9660 Granite Ridge Drive is where the radio station is. And if you want to come down here and party with these animals,
literally.
Yeah, right.
And come down, and people are driving in right now, and just go up to the top. They're chanting, furry, furry.
Oh, my gosh. Business in the front, party in the back.
Hey, wait.
That's our analogy.
Okay.
Does anybody know... Does anybody know where the guy with the projector, if he showed up yet? Does nobody knows? Okay. Hey, Rob, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Guy's number or no?
No.
Long pause. No.
You should have seen his face when he said that.
Okay, well, people are showing up here right now, so we're going to go back inside. But if that guy is listening right now, guys, we'll come say hi to you in a little bit, all right? Wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That is gnarly.
Holy cow.
That was cool.
If we could find that guy and have that guy call that was going to do the projector, it'd be so cool for all those P1s that are out there to be able to watch the movie with us on the radio and the whole deal. I'm going to give you the Eddie. That was nuts, dude. How crazy was that?
Nuts.
That was cool because I was kind of starting to fade a little bit, and seeing that big crowd and all their enthusiasm gave me like a second wind.
Yeah, it's
you know
really
what I mean.
Cool.
It's very motivating.
And there's so many. They fill up the whole parking lot, and the parking lot is not small.
No, it's big.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man,
that's crazy.
That's awesome, dude. That like seriously fired me up for the movies.
That's what I just said. It kind of gave me like a second wind. You know, I was kind of starting to fade. And
I am
awesome.
So stoked to do the movies now.
Wow. I thought there was like 10 people out there.
Right?
No.
10 million.
There is a lot of people out there.
That's and a panda.
Right?
Sean?
Shut up, dude.
Are you mad that it wasn't a beaver?
Yeah, which one do you prefer? Do you have a preference? Or
duh.
Drop dead.
Wait a second.
Oh, no.
Whoa. Why Sean, are you angry? That's what you like.
I haven't even come at you at all, bro.
I don't.
You're saying you don't like furries.
Look, it's something that I did before. I don't do it anymore.
You would if you could, Sean.
I don't do it out of respect for my wife, and that's all there is to it. I don't want to get into the whole
thing. But did you have a preference? Beaver?
Even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
You're no fun.
Please tell us.
Why are you being no fun, Sean?
Admit your love.
Please tell us which was your favorite.
You know you had a favorite.
For sure you did.
Define favorite. Like,
which
exactly
one did
you
wear
mean?
More often than the other?
No, I'm not going to answer.
Please.
A preference.
I'll bet that one was more cumbersome than the other.
Yeah.
Or maybe got more chin than the other.
More.
Breadwinner.
Yeah. Are you watching movies with us?
Me?
Yeah.
I gotta do work in here, but if I finish
don't
up.
Don't be a jerk,
bless
Mom.
You.
I gotta do the best of.
Ashley's making me laugh. Sean?
Yeah.
Panda or beaver?
No.
Well, no is not an answer.
Figure it out, man.
You figure it out.
Figure it out.
A.
Easy question.
I know which one it was.
Huh.
His favorite was the panda.
Why?
The beaver had a cumbersome tail.
Oh, good point.
The beaver had whiskers.
Uh-huh.
And he liked that?
And I think that the beaver also had a female connotation that he didn't like.
Oh.
I see what
you're
saying.
Or did he?
None of that is true, by the way.
Fervert.
Shut up, dude. Come on.
Fervert.
Oh, my
God. Not funny.
Ashley just did one random jumping jack.
Just one?
That's all I needed.
That's all you needed.
That's all I needed.
You're good.
Okay.
Huh.
Fervert. Come on.
Did you get a button, by the way?
Did I get a button? Yes, I did.
Button?
I got a button.
I got a fervert button.
Shut up.
A guy made buttons today.
Shut the hell up.
Crazy.
A guy made buttons today.
And what did they say?
Fervert.
That's all they say.
Yeah, just fervert.
Fervert.
That is genius.
Wow.
Yeah,
Sean, miracle. You want one?
Did you get one, Sean?
Sean. Hey.
Ashley's getting good.
Hey, Sean.
Why is he ignoring you?
I don't know. It's like she's not even talking to him.
I'll use my pet voice.
Oh,
used.
Okay.
Hey, Shawnee.
Shut up.
Aww.
Hey, Shawnee. Did you get a former pen? Shawnee?
So cute.
That's sweet.
It's not cute at all. In fact, it's really grossing me out.
How is it grossing you out?
Did you get a former pen?
Shut up. We shut up, please.
Hey, Shawnee.
God dang.
What?
Let's take some phone calls. Mikey Show, hello.
Hi, this is P1 Pepe.
What's up, Pepe?
I was wondering how long you guys have been on the radio with San Diego.
How long have we been on here in San Diego?
Yeah.
We've been on since 2004.
For the morning show, right?
That is correct.
How long since Mikey's been back when he was the night show as well? Do you have any idea?
How long has it been since I did the night show?
No. Since...
When you started
doing the night show and everything as well.
When you factor in the night show.
Right.
Yeah.
I started doing the night show around or about August 1995.
For San Diego?
That's right. It was Rock 102 back then.
Yeah, I remember that.
Rock 102.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys since back then, man.
How old are you, bro?
I am 21 years old, but I've been listening to you since I was a kid, man.
That is nuts, man. You know what's really funny? I've heard guys like Jim Rome talk to guys that say, I've listened to you since I was a kid, and I always wondered what that was like.
Right.
This is the first guy ever that I've ever talked to that's ever said to me, I've listened to you since I was a kid.
Really?
I've never had that, ever.
That's cool, dude.
That's right. That's really neat.
And then wait for it till we get, you know, a bit older, and then people will be like, oh, man, my parents love you.
Yeah.
I remember when Boy Blunder came on.
Yep.
That's cool.
cool.
I remember all that, dude. You guys have been, like, part of my life since then, man. So I can remember.
That's awesome, bro. Thank you, man. I appreciate the phone call.
Oh, no problem, dude. Glad I got to talk to you.
Thanks, man. That's a trip.
It's cool.
P1 truck driver.
Mikey.
Yes.
Some help here from Sean, man. I got a hot date tonight.
Oh.
Heard the girl is a freak, and I need to know where I can get the hookup on a furry costume.
Sean, where can he get, like, a lobster?
Legitimate question.
A lobster.
That's your first thought? A lobster for his hot, sexy date? A lobster.
I heard she's a freak, man. You got to help me out, bro.
Sean?
Sean!
Oh, Sean, help me out.
Sean, a coyote.
Ooh. A coyote?
Coyote.
That's the way to go. Where do I get the hookup? It's late. It's almost 10 o'clock. She's waiting.
Sean! Why is he ignoring us?
Sean!
A ferret.
Come on, Sean, help a P1 out.
Ferret. No?
No.
An earthworm.
An earthworm.
What about a lynx?
I don't know, a lynx.
A chonky.
What about a llama?
No, thanks.
Hey, folks, the reason that we're doing this is for Children's Hospital. If you would like to make a donation to Children's Hospital, please go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com, where you can make a donation. And I'm not sure if we still have T-shirts left. I don't know if anybody knows. But if we do.
Jay?
Jay, do you know?
I don't know.
He doesn't know.
But if you donate $50 or more, you get a T-shirt while supplies last. Yeah. So if we still have them, you'll get one. But we would like to talk to Jennifer Taylor. Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here.
And Jennifer is, your son is Patrick, right?
Yes, and Patrick's on the phone, too.
Hi, Patrick. Patrick is 14 years old, right?
He's 13.
13 years old.
Yeah.
And when Patrick was 18 months old, he was hit by a car in the parking lot of his apartment complex at only 18 months old, which must have, I mean, from a mother's perspective, that must have been just terrible.
Nightmare.
Yeah, you know, actually, he was even younger than that. He was 14 months old, and he and I were walking together. We were right behind a car, and the driver of the car just wasn't paying attention, arguing with his girlfriend, and backed the car up and completely ran him over.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Wow. He was life-flighted to Children's Hospital.
I can't even imagine.
It was the most horrific thing I've ever seen.
Oh. Patrick, you were so young. I'm sure that you don't have any recollection of this whatsoever, right?
Right, yeah.
None, right?
What's that?
You do not remember this at all, do you?
I don't remember a thing, no.
And so he was life flighted to Children's Hospital. And tell me what happened.
Well, when he first got to Children's Hospital, you know, I didn't know what was going on for several hours. And I remember the nurses coming out and, you know, sitting with me. And then it was a couple hours later they let me see him before he went into surgery. And then it was a couple days later that I remember the doctors in the ICU coming up and doing a pinprick on his legs. And they told me that he had suffered a spinal cord injury as a result of the accident. And you know, I don't know what I would have done without Children's Hospital and without the support of them and the nurses that would just, you know, like put their arms around me and help me make it through this. And I don't even know how to put into words how they just take care of not just the patient but of the whole family. And they really helped me make it through one of the toughest times of my life. And we've had to go back a couple different times for different surgeries and stuff like that. And every time we've gone, it's been the exact same care. And we're so thankful for them and for you guys for doing this, too.
Aw.
Jennifer, I got to ask you, the person responsible, they get in any trouble?
You know what? The guy that hit Patrick was cited for unsafe backing. He lost his car, and he didn't have any insurance. And he did not get in the kind of trouble he should have, that's for sure.
Did he ever make any sort of amends with you? And did he ever try to make any amends with you?
He came to the hospital, and no.
Yeah.
Wow.
Patrick, where are you today in terms of this accident? Where are you now at 13 years old?
I'm getting better and better as the days go on.
Mm-hmm.
And August 6th, I think it was, of last year, I took my first steps.
Wow.
Ever.
Wow, man.
So.
That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and can I just add in that on July 29th, his birthday this year, his 13th birthday, he surfed in the U.S. Open. He surfed laying on the board, and he got the opportunity to surf in the U.S. Open in Huntington Beach.
That's awesome.
That was a pretty awesome day.
Cool.
That is awesome. Well, you are definitely a couple of people that have been touched by Children's Hospital. And, you heard Jennifer say herself, she doesn't know what she would have done without Children's Hospital. And we're raising money for this very cause. Go to MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. You can donate money there. And Jennifer, at 13 years old now, this is 12 years later.
Yeah.
Do you, and I'm sure in those 12 years, there have been times where you've wondered to yourself, why did this happen? Why did this happen? You know, because everybody, you know, I'm sure that you've heard a lot, you know, that everything happens for a reason and things of this nature. Why do you think that this happened?
Well, when I think that, okay, when I think about, you know, why did this happen, I'm kind of looking at it from the other way, and I'm just so thankful that he survived the accident, that I feel really blessed and really lucky that we, that I get to see him grow up and I get to hear him laugh and all those things, you know, because I almost lost him that day. And so I don't ever, I don't even know how to say it, but I'm really thankful and I feel really lucky.
You're grateful that he's here.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, you know, he's got a spinal cord injury, but we can do that. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. we can take care of that, and just move forward, and I'm just glad he's still here.
God bless you, and God bless you, Patrick. And I think that's so cool. What a cool message, and what a cool way to look at it. Of just like. It's not about why did it happen. It's about I have my boy.
Yeah.
You have your son.
Yeah, he's pretty cool, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Patrick.
Yeah.
I hope you know, dude, your mom sounds way cool, man.
She's the keeper.
Yeah. For sure, man. She sounds way cool.
Yeah.
Way cool. Well, aww. You know. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show. And,
keep surfing, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually going out this Saturday.
Are you really?
Man.
Yeah.
Careful for those ankle slappers.
Yeah, and so one surf term Eddie knows, so he tries to use it always.
What do you mean?
Always.
He totally always fit. Says ankle slappers.
Totally
fit. It's the one term for
what?
Surfing he remembers. Do you get
it? We'll send you a video.
That's awesome. Hey, Patrick, how long have you been doing this?
I've been surfing since I was 8 years old.
So nice.
Going up on 5 years.
That's awesome, dude. Well, listen, the best of luck to both of you guys. Thank you so much for taking the time. And, you know, it's the stories like your guys that really kind of touch people and get people to do what we're asking them to do, which is to give money to this great organization, Children's Hospital. Thank you guys both for coming on.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you guys for doing this.
Cool. We'll see you soon, Jennifer.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Right,
bye.
Wow. Man. I can't imagine. Well, yeah. She said he was, what, 15 months old?
13.
13.
Oh.
13 months?
Yeah. So just over a year.
That's like Jake, man.
Yeah.
Dude.
Can you imagine?
Uh-uh.
Yeah. You don't even want to go there.
Uh-uh. Nope.
But thank God there's a place like Children's Hospital because, like we've been saying, you know, forever, is that that's the last place in the world that you ever want to be. But thank God there is a place like that in case something bad ever, God forbid, happens.
Yeah. I was talking to Sean about it last night, about the love that you have for your kid. It's this chemical that gets released in your brain that's very similar. If you don't have kids, it's very, very, very similar to the feeling of when you're falling in love. It's very similar to that. When you're falling in love and you're on the phone with the person that you're falling in love with and they're about to call or you're just hanging up with them or they're away and you want to talk to them and you're real giddy and excited that you're going to be talking to them and you're in that place where you think they feel the same way about you. Mm-hmm. And you're falling in love. And that sort of euphoric drug of falling in love. I'm not kidding you. It's that times 100.
Right.
Is that chemical that gets released in your brain when you see your little kid's chubby cheeks. You know, when Jake came in here today, I just want to kiss that kid's face, you know, forever. And that woman saying, you know, that her boy at that age getting hit by a car, thank God for Children's Hospital.
Right.
Yep.
Thank God for Children's. Can you imagine, man?
No way, man.
Holy Toledo. I just can't imagine what it would be like without Children's Hospital. And I don't ever want to imagine what it would be like.
No way.
Donate money, please.
I mean, you guys, P1s. We love you guys to death. And what happened outside, that's something I'm going to remember for, like, the rest of my life.
I know. Dude,
the rest of my life.
When we went outside and those people were out there today, I will be 95 years old and I will remember
that. I will remember that. And we don't ask anything of you guys. We don't want anything. All we're here to do is to entertain you, have a good time. We don't ever want nothing from you guys. You know, and we appreciate when you bring us stuff. That's the coolest thing in the world, but we don't ask for it. We don't want it. You know, it's unnecessary. But one thing we will ask you to do, and that is, if you can, donate to Children's Hospital. Because that's why we're doing this 28-hour show. We've done it in the past for frivolous reasons. We've all grown up. We've all realized, you know what, we're kind of put on this earth for more than what we thought before. We did it before for ratings. We did it before to get more exposure, and we're past that. We don't want to do it for that anymore. We want to do it now for a cause.
That's it.
And that cause is to raise money for Children's Hospital. So if you can, please donate. And like I said, we don't ask for a lot. That's the only thing we're going to be asking for.
I'm telling you, man, when you think about it like this, it may change it for you. There was a donation many, many years ago that helped save that kid's life.
Mm-hmm.
That kid's 13 years old, and I guarantee you that 14 or 15 years ago, there was a donation made to Children's Hospital, and because of that donation, Patrick's alive, which is a trip.
It's amazing,
when you think about it, man.
It's amazing.
It's a trip.
My dad donated.
Did he really?
Yep. Oh, that's great.
He's been listening online all day, of course, because, you know, it's all about... He's very supportive of me, and he gets it. So anything he can do to help.
P1 Amanda is alive because of Children's Hospital. You there, Amanda?
Yes, I am.
What was the story?
22 years ago, I was born by emergency C-section, and my lungs were the size of a 27-week-old baby, even though I was full term.
Wow.
They transferred me to Children's Hospital. Because of Children's Hospital, I actually am here today, and... my insurance wouldn't pay for my mother to be transferred to be with me and, you know, just have that motherly bond when you're first born. They actually paid for her to be transferred and be in my room with me.
Mm.
And I was at Children's Hospital for 3 months, with tubes and needles and my soft spots, my ankles, and all kinds of stuff. But because of that, I now have a beautiful 10-month-old baby girl and a husband who I love so much.
That's awesome. That's amazing, Amanda. That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I do have a few problems today, but if Children's Hospital didn't take the acts that they did when I was first born, I could have died. I could have been a lot more than just asthma. That's what I have now is just asthma, which I can live with that.
You can live right. with it. You can deal with it.
I can live with just having asthma as long as I can be totally normal. But because, like you guys were just saying, because people donate $2, $50, whatever, you know, that $2 paid for my vial of medicine to save my life for the next hour.
That is so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I say congratulations for, being a miracle of Children's Hospital. And I'm so glad that you called. Thank you, Amanda, for the phone call.
Oh, thank you guys for doing this. This is wonderful. Give, guys. It's a great cause.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ashley.
Yes, sir.
Get the phone call from Jennifer, the phone call from Amanda. Get that to Flounder.
Okay.
And hopefully when he comes in the morning, he can put some stuff together because this is good stuff, man.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
That's just really good stuff. P1 Jason.
Yes. Hi.
What's up?
Yeah, I have two twin boys that are now 4 and beautiful, and they went through a pretty deep experience at Children's Hospital as well. They were born 8 weeks early. That's 2 months. My wife had a really tough pregnancy. They were born what's called Momo twins, which means that they were swimming around in the same sack. And thanks to Children's Hospital, they are healthy as could be now. And, they've gotten the post-care that they needed at Children's Hospital. And I've been listening to you guys all day. And I just am really happy and proud of you guys to be doing this.
Thank you, man. Aww. We appreciate it very much, dude.
That's the least we can do for such a good cause.
Yeah, and I've been listening online from San Fran. So, and we're San Diego people, so it's just... This is awesome.
Very nice, bro. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you.
All right, we'll see you. Mikey Show, hello.
Yeah, it's P1 Spray Bottle.
What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
How
it's
dare
P1
you?
Spray Bottle.
My new sleep train mattress. Just wanted to tell Mikey.
You got a new sleep train mattress?
Yeah, it's a Sky Sealy with ham springs.
No, he didn't. Oh, really? Did you come up with that all on your own?
Yes. We're back.
Hey, how's that puppy sleep, bro?
Oh, my God, dude. I'm telling you, I'm having the best ham dreams I ever had my entire life.
I bet they're honey-baked, dude.
I'm dreaming of honey and helicopters.
Yeah.
It's the greatest thing
in the
world, bro.
Are you? Stupid.
Speaking of honey.
Yeah.
Why are you here, George McKay?
Why does he keep popping up?
I don't know.
That reminds me of the Charmin bear.
Yeah, talk about it. I love that bear.
Thing ate two things.
Did he?
Honey. And toilet tissue.
He ate the toilet tissue?
That's weird.
That's creepy.
Yeah, it's probably not so healthy for you. Weird.
Have y'all ever been?
Why? No.
I don't think you ever say that.
You're no cowboy.
Regular life.
I mean, you have chaps on right now, but that doesn't,
doesn't make you a cowboy.
It doesn't.
I'm going to be auditioning next week for the role of Jesse James.
What?
In what production?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
It's a Broadway play. It's off
Broadway.
Yeah, it's off Broadway.
Off Broadway.
How off,
George?
Cleveland.
Okay. Well.
That's great, Sulu.
P1 Nancy.
Yes.
What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to tell you that because of Children's Hospital. Today we found out that my 16-year-old cousin just beat cancer.
Beat cancer because of it?
Yes, he beat cancer because
of it. That's crazy! Yeah!
That's great.
How did she... how was that possible? What happened?
About 6 months ago, he went to the ER for stomach pains, and they found 6 tumors in his small intestine.
Oh,
what?
Yeah, and they were able to remove 2 of them because through surgery. And then the rest with chemotherapy the past 6 months, he's been doing it. And today he found out that he beat it.
That's great.
That is awesome. That is awesome.
I made him listen to the show today, so he's now a P1.
Very good.
He doesn't need to live in San Diego, but, you know, he did it. He's a P1 now.
Very nice. Well, thank you, Nancy.
All right, thank you. Have a good
Very nice.
Very nice.
Let's see. So we got 14 minutes until we start the movie. We're going to the first movie we're going to watch is going to be Top Gun. Mm. And what we're going to do is we are going to have everybody press play on their DVD player at the same time. You'll be synced up with us. And so we'll all be watching the movie at the same time and we make fun of it.
It's the best.
If you've never been a part of the movie segment on the 28-hour show, strap yourselves in, P-Wads.
Yeah. It's the best.
Uh-huh.
It really is.
Let's see. Why don't we do this? Why don't we do a little bit of something that we do? Because we got a lot of listeners right now that maybe don't listen to us regularly. So we're going to play something from the past that we've done. And when we come back, it'll be time to start the movies. What do
you
say?
Do it up.
What do you say?
Yep.
So here's a little bit of the Mikey Show.
The people and cases you are about to hear are real. The person interviewing them is real. Stupid. It's time for What You Doing at the Courthouse.
One of my favorite features since the day we started doing it. As you know, here in San Diego, our courthouse is pretty busy. We like to send Rob down to the courthouse and ask people as they walk in, what you doing at the courthouse? And as I've said, every time we've done this, the beauty of what you're doing at the courthouse is that no one going in believes that they've ever done anything wrong.
We're all innocent.
Is today an exception, though, Rob? Do these people basically know that they're guilty? And
you know what? Yeah. One of them kind of knows that he was in the wrong.
Really?
And it was shocking.
That's different. You don't get to hear that very often.
Everybody else is 100% innocent.
This first guy you talked to sounds like a an interesting guy.
Oh, my God. To say the least, he was interesting. This guy was a character, and he told me no worries a lot. And I didn't.
Let's take a listen.
I wasn't worried about him.
Let's take a listen.
What you doing at the courthouse?
Clearing up a lot of stuff from the past. Very minor, tedious stuff. I've done a lot of time, 2 years with that.
What does he look like?
Very ragged hair. He's about my height, and
so
his
short.
Oh no!
It's like midget,
like 5'5", 5'6".
And he showed me a tattoo on his right arm when he pulled up his sleeve. That
white guy?
Yes, a white guy.
How old?
Probably about 31, 32.
Okay.
Early 30s.
All right.
And it was, I think, a home done tattoo because it looked like someone did it with a needle and it said Ja. And he kept calling Ja. Like
J-A-W?
Rasta, like Ja.
Uh-huh.
I don't know exactly what that means. And he kept calling me Dread. So he's kind of like more hippie-ish.
Okay.
What'd you serve time for?
It could be anything from drunk in public.
It can be.
But is it?
Was it?
Or
it can be. His answer to you is, well, I'm going to give you, like, multiple choice.
Yeah, are we playing a guessing game here?
Yeah.
Throwing a spoonful of frozen yogurt at the ex-wife, you know, whatever, but point.
Wait, you got...
Oh, okay. Wait a second.
Wait. Pause.
Why is she your ex-wife?
Yeah.
You guys are not still happily married?
Yeah, so you got locked up for throwing yogurt at your ex-wife.
Well, yeah, it was spoonful, and I missed her. That was considered domestic violence, and they laughed at it at court.
I gotta find out more about
it. It hit the door, dude.
Sky, do
what?
You feel that to fling frozen yogurt at your wife with a spoon is domestic violence? See, I think anytime something's funny, it should not be considered domestic violence. If the way that you get to your wife is to put a banana peel on the kitchen floor so that she goes, Sean, you got that sound, what it sounds like when your wife slips on a banana peel?
Of course I do.
Is that really domestic violence is my question. So is it domestic violence when the guy flings frozen yogurt?
Well, see, the way he words it, if he flings frozen yogurt, that's one thing. If he full force throws a metal spoon at her, that's another.
No, I've seen
what he said.
That's not what he said. First of all, that's not what he said. Second of all, that's not how frozen yogurt comes. Frozen yogurt comes with a small white plastic spoon.
But we don't know. He could be eating it at home with
like he bought frozen yogurt in bulk at Costco and it's sitting in his freezer?
Yeah, we don't know.
Right, and that's how most people eat frozen yogurt. They buy it in bulk and put it in their freezer.
We don't know. I mean,
Eddie, can you help me out?
No.
Can you please step
obviously
in?
He's a crazy person. You're reasoning again with a crazy
so
person.
So the police are crazy too.
They laughed it out of court.
They laughed it out of court.
The way he described it.
Well, that's all we have to go on. That's all we have to base on.
I'm going to ask you again.
No.
Not going to work.
No, it is too, Sean.
It will not work.
No,
I guarantee you.
You don't change a person when they're crazy. Like, you can't fix it.
Impossible.
Eventually, you say the right thing, and it makes sense in their crazy mind.
Normal people, not the crazy people, because they don't know they're crazy.
What did I say that was wrong?
See, nobody's communicated with the crazy person correctly.
What did I say that was wrong?
Eventually, you phrase it in a way where they go, yeah, it's crazy to say, it could have been with a metal spoon.
It could have been.
But they said that he said he flung it.
You know, everyone outside says they're not guilty.
Let's move on.
Huh. Boy, she called the cops on you?
Yeah.
And they came down and they actually arrested
you. No, and
you
I said, we were on the first floor. I said, no, I don't think this is right. I said, you know, I don't want to deal with this stuff. I live here. I said, I'm going to a friend's house, so I get arrested for drunk in public.
See, it was at his house.
I left the premises.
Right. A lot of times you get the frozen yogurt, you take it home.
Yeah, what does that have to do
no,
with
No, you
this
don't, thing? Mike. The only place you ever eat your frozen yogurt is the frozen yogurt store. No one in the history of frozen yogurt has ever taken it anywhere.
But you can buy it in the grocery
I'm
store.
No, that was my argument, because Mike said there's no way it could have been a metal spoon.
Listen,
that's not the point. You're crazy, man.
If it was a metal spoon, domestic violence.
Sky says she believes that what could have happened is the guy was at home. He had a metal spoon from his own, and he took it threw it at her.
My husband does that.
He throws the spoons at you.
Then why don't you arrest him?
Yeah, why don't you
have
him arrested?
He'll get cold stone.
We were on the way out of our relationship. So 2 weeks later, the same old thing came around when I was drinking, and she goes, you know, and I see the cops there, and I said, I'm not playing this game again. I said, I'm staying right inside. And then they arrested me for trespassing. And so
smoking dope.
No worries, man. That's the first time I got a bottle of spray, some pepper spray, in the backseat of the cop car while they pulled over on Mission Boulevard.
Yeah, I wonder why that happened.
Yeah.
I wonder what events transpired leading up to the spraying of pepper spray.
Frozen yogurt.
Mm-hmm.
Metal spoons.
That was an overreaction.
And I just said, can we get this over with? And after 45 minutes, I started talking a little bit of this and that about their moms and stuff. But no worries, they didn't have to open up a new can. I learned after the first can.
Pot smoke.
But no, I just, after all this time in my life, man, the last 8 or 9 years, I've just cleared up everything. I just had to go in and drop off some signatures. I'm clear as can be. Finally got my own place after a long time, you know? I don't have to leech off of chicks or nobody.
Well, like most of us, Eddie.
You know.
See, who among us, what guy among us, their life, you know, for the past 9 years, or it's probably continuing even now, is just a continual leeching off chicks.
What's a phase that guys go through?
Yeah, you go through the phase. Usually most of us guys go through it from 20 to 45 years old. Is that period of our lives where we leech off chicks. Holy Toledo with this bit. It gets better and better.
Oh, no.
Man, sky's the limit.
So you're wrapped up.
Sky's the limit.
Jeez,
yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow.
Hey,
that's
now
what
that
Mr. Sky says.
Oh,
Sky's face. Sky's face. Sky's face right now is one of plotting. It's one of, okay, apparently we're going to play the game this way. Is apparently how we've decided we're going to play the game. Sky, I'm going to play, I'm going to keep playing the clip. Don't say anything.
With it for now.
Please.
I'm done, dude.
But I thought, I talked to Sean last week about making comments about my husband. I thought we had a discussion last week.
Sean doesn't remember phone calls.
Was it a phone call?
It was here on the air, and I screamed and yelled at him.
Sean doesn't remember things on the air.
He doesn't remember things that you got to call him, Sky.
And then there was a follow-up email about my feelings. And then...
Call Sean.
Clean roll? I mean, I could eat off it.
That guy was great.
Wow.
Guy number two.
I mean, now that he's got the frozen yogurt thing out of his way, sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit. Well, now that I'm no longer leeching off chicks, sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
Like, if I can do that, if I can somehow wean myself, off the addiction of leeching off chicks, I can do anything. Don't be surprised after I've quit this leeching off chicks. Don't be surprised if I'm running for mayor, if I'm
see me playing for the Padres.
Exactly.
Sky's the limit. Apprentice.
Yeah.
Sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit.
Take that, world.
Yep. I like that.
Okay.
In this next one, B-Rob is talking to a guy who is facing some serious time in jail.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see what he says.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here on a traffic, 50% of the people in Florida jails are in jail on a traffic charge.
Did he say Florida jails?
Yes,
he did. Yes, this guy was really weird, and he kind of gets into what had happened to him.
Is he intoxicated?
No, believe it or not. He had a surgery that he's about to...
What does he look like?
He, with all due respect, he looks like Drew Carey's half-retarded cousin.
But with all due respect.
With all due respect.
Well, what he means by that, when he says all due respect, what he means is this kind of respect is due to this person. I mean, he's earned it, and he's due it. So with all due respect that you have earned, sir, you look like the half-retarded cousin of Drew Carey.
Great
vision.
And you've earned it.
He has.
Idiot.
I have to start this again because I want to hear him say again here at the Florida courts. How old?
He was probably mid-40s. Okay.
What you doing at the courthouse?
I'm here on a traffic, 50% of the people in Florida jails are in jail on a traffic charge, related traffic charge anyway. Now, I bumped into a lady's car while I was unconscious having a seizure. I had a, basically, what boils down to is a full frontal lobotomy. They call it a craniotomy. And it's where they try to remove
your brain with a crane.
Oh,
what? Whoa.
As much brain tumor tissue as possible from the area that's scarred.
Okay, now what's the deal? Is this true?
No.
Or no, Sean, you're not buying it. You're believing. No,
I mean,
this guy.
If you have a full frontal lobotomy, you're not able to function in the way he's functioning.
No, I
right
know
now.
That. But what I'm saying is, does this guy really suffer from seizures? Does he really have a medical issue? Or is this stuff that he's done to himself through the use of stuff, either legal or illegal? What do we believe, Eddie? You're buying it? He's actually got health issues.
I'm reeling from the IM from Ashley. What is a lobotomy?
Oh.
It's what you have.
Aw, stop it. Not true.
No,
not
lobotomy. True. A lobotomy is a operation that they would perform on people to remove a part of their brains that would basically make them brain dead.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, in fact, didn't they give a lobotomy to Jack Nicholson and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest?
Okay, yes.
Gotcha.
Okay, so it renders them like zombies, the lobotomy. Eddie.
Zombie.
Eddie, do you believe that it's real medical stuff he's talking about, or this is the damage he's done to himself?
I think that he's just crazy.
Okay. Sky?
Yeah, I feel bad addressing it because he's claiming it's, you know, legitimate medical issues. But if he had not said that and you just asked me off the first 10 seconds of audio, I would say, yes, this guy has abused alcohol and drugs for way too long and is now suffering the consequences
so
of that.
So Eddie's saying just flat out crazy, nothing to do with drugs and alcohol. Sky, you're saying drugs and alcohol.
Yeah.
Sean.
Besides the lobotomy stuff, I think he has legitimate medical issues, yeah.
All right.
And with that, anytime you have brain trauma or anything, it leaves you vulnerable to seizures, which I have. Grandma seizures and regular seizures and focal seizures.
And what seizures?
Focal.
Focal? Focal.
And I was having a seizure, and I, for whatever reason, felt I wanted to go to the Albertsons, and...
Yeah, dude, when you have a seizure,